Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
This is the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast hosted by Lifeway. I'm your host, Chandler Vinoy, and Ron, in this episode, we're talking about parenting tips for busy young leaders. So this sounds like one I need, so let me just go ahead and get out my notebook and take some notes. So why is this important on a leadership podcast?
Well, I think being a leader is very much who we are in our personal lives. We have a hard time separating those, and so if the home life is not going well, then it's going to be hard to really focus and be my best in the workplace. And so, part of my desire, we have a lot of younger families on our staff, and part of my desire is to make them better at home so that they can be, again, better in their careers, and especially those in ministry that I'm surrounded with. We need them to be effective. And so a lot of that starts in the home. Mm-hmm. So I just want to share five parenting suggestions for busy young leaders, young families.
All right, let's get started with the first one. What is it?
Well, begin with a plan for your home and for each child. You would do this if you were going to, let's say you're going to lose 10 pounds or you're going to run a marathon or you, whatever it is, you would probably come up with a plan. And so I like to say plan for your home, plan for each child. And so one of the things we did at the beginning of every year is we talked about each of our boys and what they needed that year, where we could develop them. We tended to go with scripture around one of my principles is the olive shoots principle of the Bible and raising fruit that lasts. The Bible talks about that. So we use the fruit of the Spirit a lot to, hey, is my child patient? Do they have self-control? So we talked a lot about that. But have a plan for what do you want to accomplish with your children and what kind of adults do you want to raise someday?
That's very helpful. Maybe it was from talking with you, but that was, before we jumped into parenting, even we took some time away to have those conversations of even what's the plan for our home, our family. And now it's a great reminder to go back and have that conversation over and over again.
Yeah, I'm glad you did that because hopefully Taylor can go in.
Yeah.
To scratch this. Yeah. But I've just lost my train of thought. Let's go on to number two.
So what about number two?
Well, you've got a major on the majors and not on the minors. And this is so huge. But here's the deal. The minor things are what frustrate you. Leaving the clothes around on the floor or not cleaning up your toys or those minor things, they're irritations. And I'm not saying you don't do anything with them, but you put more emphasis on the majors. Like we talked about the fruit of the Spirit, patience, kindness, goodness. If your child is exhibiting those, the minor things just don't matter as much. They won't matter someday. My wife, when our youngest son moved out of the house, our oldest stayed at home for college. Our youngest moved away, and his room was a mess most of the time. In the first 6 months, she just closed the door. She couldn't stand looking at it messy, but she missed him so much, she didn't want to go in there and clean it up. So you're going to miss all this someday, and just so major on the majors, not on the minors.
Sometimes that's easier said than done, but such a great reminder. What about number three?
Yeah. Make the guidelines in your home easy to figure out. So be real clear with your children. These are the rules. This is what for example, and for us, we didn't want so many rules that they couldn't figure them out. So ours were major, again, on the majors. You will talk respectful to your parents. There's one right there. it's just that that's do you understand that? You know, are we clear on that? You're going to be respectful in your tone and in your dialogue with us. But make sure children are not always having to guess how you're going to respond to an issue. Be very clear. These are the rules. These are the guidelines for our home.
What about number four?
Be purposeful with your time. I have a friend that says, be fully present wherever you are. And so, you know, it's going to pass quickly. Chandler, I'm telling you, it's going to pass quickly. And you're going to look back and say, where did the years go? So the scripture says, pay careful attention how you're to walk, not as wise, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil. That's what you have to do with parenting, is be purposeful with your time. And so you're not going to have many times to invest in them. One of the greatest things said to me when I was a young parent was, your children are going to be children for 18 years. They're going to be adults for the rest of their life. And so raise them to be adults. And man, I took that. That was sobering to me. And so I looked for teaching moments. I was, one of my boys asked me not too long ago, because both of our boys have two young children now. I said, how did you do it when you had to be tired? Because I'm tired when I go home. And yet you always were out in the yard with us, kicking a ball or throwing a ball or whatever. And you could have just been laying on the couch. And frankly, that's what I was raised with. But I knew I had such limited time to be with them. I disciplined myself for those years. I thought, well, I'll rest when they leave, you know, or rest when they're doing something else. And it won't take long, because they'll go want to be with their friends and hang out with their friends, and then they'll start driving, and then they'll move to college. So enjoy the time and make the most of it while they're there.
I saw a stat going along the same lines, and, you know, this, who knows how true this one is, but it's, the point is the same, is like 95% of your time with your kids is spent before they are 18 or move out of the house, whatever that looks like.
I saw that too. I quoted that to our church shortly after I read that. So we probably read the same book or saw the same tweet or whatever it was, but I don't know the verification of that either, but man, it sounds accurate from my standpoint.
So time is limited. Spend it wisely. That's a great, great reminder. What about number five, Ron?
And this is so important. Surround everything you do with grace and love. We wanted our home to be a fun place that our children wanted to be. They wanted to bring their friends. You know, I tell the story. There's so many times where I would pick my son up, one of the sons from school Friday afternoon, and find out we were having a sleepover that night. You know, I didn't know. But they knew they had the freedom to do that, because we wanted our home to be that kind of home. And I'm not saying you have to always let them, I'm not saying they get to run the house or anything like that, but be the kind of home that's welcoming and that they want to be there.
Well, Ron, those were very helpful. And thank you for listening. If you're enjoying these episodes, please help us continue providing them by liking, sharing, subscribing. It helps other leaders like yourself find the podcast. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast. For more information about Ron, check out ronedmondson.com. For more leadership resources from Lifeway, check out leadership.lifeway.com.